let's do the thing.
All right, is the sun still out where you are, Mike?
Yeah.
Of course it is, because it's 8 a.m. on a Friday.
Yes.
Yes.
That took me a second. Like 8 a.m. on a Friday. It's like 8 p.m. on a Wednesday. What? No.
Breaking kayfabe, Mike.
Kayfabe. Wasn't that Britney Spears' husband?
Oh. No, that was Jason Alexander.
The guy from Seinfeld?
Welcome to a room full of nerd stuff, everybody.
Hi.
I don't even have anything witty to start. If you're listening to this, I am suffering a deep personal loss right now.
Whatever happened, Chris?
The thing I used to record and stream gameplay footage fucking bricked on me.
That is a shame.
It's a little devastating, but you know. We find ways to move on. Isn't that right, Mike?
That is correct.
How are you, Mike?
I am doing all right at the moment. Not a whole lot is going on. I don't have anything like newsworthy to talk about, but I'm existing and existing well.
Mike continues to live, and he continues to live well. It's been a long time since we've had a podcast where you said, I'm feeling good.
I don't think we've ever had a podcast where I said I'm feeling good, and I'm still not saying that I'm feeling good.
Usually it's like, Mike, how are you? Well, I'm pretty sure the specter of death is in my colon. I can feel his icy scythe poking me in my bowels, raking them along my intestines. Mike, did you fart? No, death is laughing.
The specter of death is in my colon is the name of my autobiography.
The cover art on that book. Don't look at it.
It's just the Grim Reaper standing in like a pink tunnel.
Chapter 4. Leprechauns made of teeth and poop.
God, why does every podcast have to include some comment about my bowels? Can we not?
It's been... I want to say a month or so since we have. We've been very good about that so far.
I don't think we have.
Last week we opened up with a riveting discussion on socks.
That's still one of my favorite conversations.
We did not once discuss the concept of you pooping out of or into a sock.
I have wiped with a sock.
So as my hypocrisy,
I think we're just going to move on from that.
This feels like a great opportunity to remind you, you can support the show. You'll be supporting me, and I guess Mike, his name's in the marquee. We'll give him some money, too, I guess. Patreon.com/roomfullofnerdstuff.
Or you can just sign up to my Patreon, patreon.com/mandatsucomics.
Blah, 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 blah. Oh, man, did they not hear the name of that shit?
/mandatsucomics.
I'm still the one editing the audio at the end of the day.
Yeah, but so you won't edit this.
That's so weird. Mike said room full of nerd stuff twice. Huh, I guess we go to that Patreon.
You won't edit this. You'll click edit silence, and since I actually spoke, it'll be there.
I could cut that out very easily, sir.
You could, but you won't.
I probably won't, no. I don't know. I mean, it is Friday morning. I've got plenty of time to edit this.
No, because it's got to go up now.
It's already up. What? Are they recording this live? I'm so confused.
When will then be now?
Soon, sir. It's okay, Tarv. Tarv's like, man. Am I late for work?
No, he's at work doing another 14-hour shift.
Oh, man. Tarv, you could listen to, like, 14 episodes of this podcast in that time frame. I wouldn't recommend it.
No. Don't do that. No.
You know what you could listen to? Every episode of the Stinkcast, I think. because I think there's only like 14 of them that have survived the ravages of time.
I think that listening to those would be worse than listening to 14 episodes of this.
14 hours of Juggalo babies and... you know, I don't really remember anything else we talked about on that podcast.
That was the most memorable one.
Yes.
And, yeah, I don't...
Oh, wait, Monster Face Michael Eisner.
Yes.
Who every once in a while I still see a picture of Sloth and I go, Michael Eisner.
God. But yeah, I don't remember most of those podcasts either. I guess we're bringing those up because this week marked the official death of the stinkchildcomics.com website.
You have learned how I transition well, sir. Stinky Old People Comics is dead.
Well, that's the new one.
That's the new one, Stinky Old People Comics?
Yeah, because we're not children anymore. We're all round and 30.
I like to just imagine you take the old comics and you just draw, like, glasses and wrinkles on all the characters. Two pairs of glasses for Matt.
And just add glasses onto the characters that already have them. I just draw a line through the middle. Now they have to wear bifocals.
There you go. Oh, yes. Christ, how was it, like a decade ago you started? Well, I mean, you started them in high school, I suppose.
Yeah, it started officially in 2001.
So long ago.
And it just started because, like, I had a sort of a study hall class, which of course I didn't study in.
That explains a lot about your current life choices.
It really does. So instead I started drawing cartoon characters of my friends, and Jeb saw him and was like, hey, I wrote this comic that I want you to draw with that character of me in it. I was like, all right. So I did it. And then more others came and it sort of became a thing, and we put them up on the internet, 'cause that's what you do with comics that aren't being published in the real world. I have a dog barking. She is mad.
What's that dog?
She is very upset at the bird in the front yard.
I do often find myself upset at the bird in the front yard.
Normally when we record these, the dogs are in their beds, so they don't bark. But
at 8 a.m. on a Friday.
Yeah, they're wide awake and upset at everything. But then, back to the comics, we did a couple of them, put them up online. They were fucking awful. So bad.
No.
So terribly bad. And we sort of meant them to be that way. I mean, we were trying to piss people off, so they were full of just, like, the worst racist, hateful shit that you could think of.
So pretty much exactly how I remember them.
Even the ones that you saw, we cleaned up quite a bit.
I didn't see them until they started going up on the website, which I guess maybe those were the first ones you did back when you only released them like once a month and they were like 30 page stories or something.
No, the first ones that we did were on an Angel Fire site.
Ooh.
And
every once in a while I go check and my old Angel Fire sites are still up.
I
should probably go in and delete them. I have long forgotten those passwords.
I thought I would have too, but I was actually able to, about 6 months ago, log into the Stink Child Angel Fire site, and I finally just, like, I killed that one well before Matt killed the official site. I backed up all the comics for why I don't know, because they were awful.
Because when you finally go into the WWE Hall of Fame, they're going to need those to put on the Titantron.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And then, finally just took it down. I was surprised that I remembered the password, but got right in and killed it.
I managed to get into mine a few years ago and at least update them to be like, go to this website now, because I was still every once in a while getting emails, mm-hmm. which blows my mind. I've gotten so many fucking emails from those shitty old Angel Fire websites, and I can't even get a comment on the homeworld anymore. God damn, Angel Fire. There's never going to be another period of web design like there was in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah. with Angel Fire and GeoCities and Alta Vista.
Before I used Angel Fire, I always used some like weird random kind of shit. I think one was like Ultra or something. And the URLs were always like fucking three subsections long, yeah. A bunch of goddamn numbers in them. And not a good time. I think I technically like severely violated Angel Fire's policies too, because I very quickly capped out their space restrictions. Mm. So I have like 7 Angel Fire accounts.
Just with a bunch of different pages all kind of linked together.
Well, I mean, yeah, because, you know, because you remember I did like a fucking anime, basically an anime Wikipedia.
Right.
So for every series I covered, I created the its own Angel Fire account and just linked them all together.
I'm sure that they have some rule against that, but they don't care. They're giving away free web space.
Yeah, they did. I saw the rule, and I was 19. I didn't care. I'm 29. I still wouldn't care. Fuck it, Angel Fire, delete him. Go ahead, I dare you. Haven't yet.
It's been 10 years and still haven't taken him down.
Anyways, as you were saying.
God, I don't even remember where I was now.
Angel Fire backed up, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, got rid of the Angel Fire site. But that's where they began. And then everyone sort of went off to college. And Matt had to do a website for a web design class that he was doing, and was like, hey, how about we bring back the comics? And I was like, all right. Those were the really bad monthly, like 15 to 20 page, God, just nightmares of fucking comics.
I still have just 2 of those pages saved in a photo bucket account. I might make one of those the featured image for this podcast.
Yeah, even worse about those nightmares of just long-ass comics was, and I think I've said it here before, that Matt was the writer and I was the artist, and Matt, for some reason, decided he didn't need to finish any of the stories that he started.
Oh, man, but that's how you got some of the best parts of those stories.
And so I ended up having to finish most of them, which is how we came up with... What's it called, Chris?
Oh, is this my part? Weak sauce?
No, what? Not weak sauce.
What? What?
No, this what? Is how
Oh, the stink. What? No, what? I'm lost. I'm confused. I wasn't really paying attention to what you were saying.
This is how we came up with the Ultra Penis Megazord.
Oh, yes. The Ultra Penis Megazord.
How I came up with it.
I wasn't going to mention it. I was going to let you coast this time, sir. While you're mourning your lost homie. Yes, the Ultra Penis Megazord. I remember it fondly, and you yell whenever I mention it.
I yell and Mike, cry and...
Mike, remember that one time you drew a Megazord was just a giant cock? No, that never happened!
Unfortunately, it did happen. And then after those, we decided we needed to update more frequently. That's when Weak Sauce and Residue and SCC and Toontown all came about.
Yes.
And that... All of those ended not well, so we won't get into that.
We won't.
let's just say that they all ended.
That's for off-the-air podcast Mike and Chris laughs only. That's for when I hang up and go, oh my god, yeah, right, that was a piece of shit.
It was still better than anything going up on the Nerd Network.
It's only in that there is stuff that went up. No, it's funny because I have the Time Hop app on my phone, which lets me see like tweets and Facebook updates from like the past couple years.
Mm-hmm.
6 years ago, the past week I've seen from where like 6 years ago I was on Twitter at like 4 a.m. screaming while I was trying to redesign that fucking website for like the 5th fucking time.
I think that was another thing that kind of led to that fallout between you and I for a couple of years was...
that I'm never happy with anything and I just keep redesigning?
Yeah. And it's like, Chris, the site works. Don't touch it. No, we need more widgets. And then it would fucking break and you'd be pulling your hair out. Why doesn't this thing work? And it's like, well, you know what happened before you put that thing on? It fucking worked.
More widgets. More.
Yeah.
All the widgets. Every widget we can find. Yeah, I still do that to this day, but now I'm a lot more careful about it.
Then after,
by which I mean I...
Then after all those ended, I sort of took the reins because Matt didn't have time to write, quote-unquote, was playing World of Warcraft a lot. And so I was doing a lot of the writing and drawing. I decided it would be a great idea to do it 5 days a week. That was not a great idea. Burnt myself out real quick and stopped updating the site about, God. How long ago was that? Probably 2007?
It was shortly after you and I had our feud.
No, it was 2010, because it was...
2009, because I was working at a... I remember the job I was working at the time.
Yeah.
Like late 2009, early 2010.
Right, because I ended it, and then I started No Dice in January of 2010. So, yeah.
God, I have got so many of these old SCC things in the fucking photo bucket. Like, there's you and Matt on the bearskin rug. I'd forgotten about that one. Terrible Photoshop, but, I mean, considering my skills at the time, looking pretty good.
So, yeah, it was last updated in late 2009, and then just hasn't really been touched, and we've kind of talked here and there about, oh, yeah, we'll bring it back, we'll do something with it, and then never did, and then I think Matt finally just got tired of paying for a site that nothing was happening with, and...
And now it's dead.
And now it is gone. And I think the world is a better place for it.
Is it really? Yes, it is.
Although my favorite thing from it, which is Fishman,
still lives on today.
Lives on at manandsuitcomics.com, and I am working on the third issue as we speak.
Like literally right now as we speak?
Well, it's open as we're talking right now.
That sounds about like on par with the level of writing I do. No, it's open. I'm working on it. It's open, Chris. You're playing Street Fighter. No, it's open.
I have a fully inked page ready for color sitting right in front of me.
That was my favorite guilty pleasure about Weak Sauce. Oh, man, I gotta write this new script. Better do some research. Think I'll play a little Street Fighter.
Better play video games for 9 hours.
What are you doing? No, I'm doing research. I'm getting so many jokes. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be fantastic.
Just to pop out a script a half hour before it's supposed to go on the website?
Oh, God, I'm such a hack.
Like, no, this story's going somewhere, I promise.
It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be wonderful.
I don't know where it's going.
At least one of those stories, the ending came about because you basically said, it's got to stop now. Yeah, but no. No, we're doing good. It's got to stop.
Was that the Street Fighter one? Was that the one that ended with Chuck Norris?
No, Street Fighter ended like that because I was in such a goddamn... It was like, all right, I don't want to just like run around and meet every Street Fighter character. No, it was Pokemon that ended like that because it was just like, okay, hey, this is really good. But, you know, we seem to do better when they're short, so maybe wrap it up. Alright.
We've been in Pokemon for 9 months, Chris. We need to end it.
We were Pokemon. I seem to recall Pokemon wound up being like one of the shorter ones, but it also was like one of the better ones.
Because
That was the one with the fucking... I can't remember what it was called. That Raccoon had a shirt made out of it. And then fucking crushing Team Rocket in a Pokeball.
It was the Tangela.
Tank, that's it.
I'm still mad at you for making me draw that fucking thing.
God damn.
There are a lot of things about Weak Sauce that I have finally let go of, but that Tangela... I hey, Mike, we're going to do a comic about Pokemon. Okay, you have to draw the most complicated fucking thing 6 times.
Then we're going to strap it onto one of the characters, so you got to draw it every week. Every 3 times a week.
3 times a week.
18 times a week. Not true. Sometimes they were 5 panel stories.
It was too much Tangela.
Too much Tangela. That could be the name of your first adult film.
I haven't gotten the rights yet for that, so yeah, let's keep that one quiet.
You think Ray J got the rights to Kim Kardashian? You just make that shit happen, sir.
Yeah.
So, yes. Rest in peace, Stink Child Comics. Rest in peace, the Stink Cast. I keep threatening to bring it back, but I listened to some of them, and I don't think I could do that.
Yeah.
They're not great. If you think we didn't know what we were doing with a website back then, we sure as hell didn't know what we were doing with a podcast back then.
All you gotta do is hit record and start talking, right?
Yeah, this is great. It's just us, like, shooting the shit for an hour. What could possibly go wrong? Holy shit, look at this dead baby.
Oh, God.
That is a story that every time we tell it, we become, like, worse and worse and worse human beings. But if you ever actually go back and listen to it, it's pretty fucking tame.
I think, like, the conversation was tame, but the subject matter...
Subject matter was lacking.
Yeah. Like, we were still, like, even though we didn't go as far as we could with it, we were still making fun of a dead baby in a cooler. Which is not good. See, that's one of the things, like, a lot of the stuff in the early comics that it's like I look back on now, I was like, wow, yeah. I cannot believe that I was that, like, depraved of a human being that I found that shit funny and thought that other people would want to hear how funny I found it.
I do, the one other thing I remember from the Stinkcast, I do remember, and we've actually talked about it on Twitter before, the clusterfuck of awesome.
Was that, was when we tried to get, like, 12 different people.
12 people all at once on a podcast.
Spanning, like, how many different time zones?
Let's see, there were at least... I want to say at least 3 different time zones in America. One was in Australia. 2 were in Australia, I believe. It was a terrible idea.
Yeah.
It was not a good plan. It's one of those things that it was like, if we were bigger, like if we had like a huge fan base and we were like, we're going to have a 12-person podcast, it would be a big deal, but it would still suck.
Yeah.
People would go, this is going to be amazing, and then say, oh my god, they're all just kind of talking over each other, aren't they?
And we were really pushing Skype to its limits with 12 people across that many different time zones.
Oh, man.
Especially, like, 2005 Skype.
2005 Skype. So weren't some of us on dial-up?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, man. And yet we keep trying. most people, after doing things like that, by 2014 would have given up.
I confuse the clusterfuck of awesome sometimes with the podcast that we did afterwards, where I had to work graveyard shift the night we had to record one, and so. Robert and a couple others decided that they would just record one themselves and put it up. Had no idea how to even record a podcast, let alone put one up on the website. And it was about 15 minutes of people going, you there? Hello? Shit. Okay. Click, click. Skype ringing noises. You there? Yeah, I'm back. Okay. Can you hear me? Yeah, okay. You there? You still there?
God, now that we're talking about it, I remember we had Anya on one? Was it Anya?
No.
Had a Dominatrix on one.
That was...
Who was the Dominatrix we knew?
Raven.
Raven. Who was Anya? Fuck it, I don't know.
Anya was the chick that had 4 different fucking accounts.
Oh, right! The deaf girl who started responding to voice chat.
Yeah, using like Suicide Girl models as her profile pictures and trying to pass themselves off as her. Claim to be Randy Orton's little sister. And then when we finally, like...
I remember this was when I was when I didn't have internet for about 3 months.
Yeah.
And then when I came back, you guys were all like, oh, you didn't hear? No, I didn't fucking hear. What happened?
Because it's like she kept bringing in all of these quote-unquote friends to the chat room that we all hung out in. And I was like, hey, you should sign up to the forum at the website. And
the forum.
Oh, that's another level of hell that we're not going to get into.
Never really took off, did it?
No.
It just made things so much more worse.
But it's like, as I was moderating it, I noticed that all four of these people they all had the same IP address.
Yeah.
And even though they were supposed to, like, some of them, two of them apparently lived in Las Vegas, but others lived all around the country. And so for them to all have the same Colorado IP address, not even Las Vegas, raised some questions. And so I just finally called her out on it. Like, okay, I know that you're lying. Also compounded with the one of her friends being deaf, again, quote unquote, and responding to people in voice chat, as Chris mentioned. And that's when she said that she used Suicide Girl pictures because she found them to be sexy, and she had like been caught in a fire and had like horrible burn scars, and I don't know this to be true. She lied about every fucking other thing, so
no kidding. Oh man.
And then never heard from her again.
I guess nobody really knows this. The way we all met was we all used to hang out in the same Yahoo chat room.
Mm-hmm.
All of us in a bunch of ass. It was kind of like the chat room was split into shifts. We'd all leave, and then all the assholes would come in, and then they'd leave, and we'd all come in.
But there was the overlaps.
Yeah, there was those like brief moments that would overlap. There, you know, it was an interesting chat room. Fun fact: I popped into that chat room once. A few months before you and I actually like started like talking, getting to know each other. And I was only in there for a few seconds, and I don't remember what you were saying, but I remember you were on voice chat, and I remember I closed the window and said to myself, that guy's a fucking asshole.
What did you learn? Always trust your instincts.
Always trust your instincts. I'm an asshole. We're all assholes. That's why we get along so well.
But yeah, then there was that moment in that chat room where there was like that group of just super dickheads that were talking shit about us. Remember this? And you and I had like dummy accounts that we would just leave there.
We'd leave them in there all day so we could
all day and all night, and then like archive the chat room, be like, I can't believe this motherfucker said this, and call them out on it when they came back. And
we were really sad.
Yeah.
Very, very just kind of bitter 19-year-olds.
Far more bitter than we should have been for being like 19 to 22-year-olds.
Yeah, I gotta get home. These motherfuckers are saying some shit about me in Yahoo chat.
What made it worse is that they were like in their 30s.
They are what we have become?
No, I wouldn't be that big of a dick now. Knowing now what I know, I would not be that.
Yeah.
But, God. Yeah, there was Zilla and Manta.
Remember Zilla? I vaguely remember Manta.
Manta didn't come in so much, but they were good buddies. And, would come in and just shit on everybody. God. And then who was Richie, that little motherfucker.
I remember that one sounds. I don't really remember a lot of much of anything that went on in there. I remember me and you and Matt and Tarv and Phil, Gina, who I don't talk to anymore.
It's Gina.
Gina, fucking, I'm sorry, you tiny little angry thing, you. Gina. And then Raven, obviously, and the fucking four faces of Anya. that's really all. I mean, you know, that was, oh, yeah, I guess I remember Rob, who I haven't talked to since we all stopped hanging out in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Budsy and Pete, who I think are possibly in a ditch somewhere.
Budsy, probably, well, yes.
We pissed off Budsy that one time. We didn't hear from him ever since.
And that was during the clusterfuck of awesome, too.
Was it?
Because it was, God, we made some comment about...
We made a comment about his wife, but it was one of those things where it's like, it sounded terrible, but if you thought about it, we were actually kind of saying something really nice about his wife.
Well, we were saying that we don't know how she found him unless she was, like, rummaging around in a cave somewhere and just stumbled upon him, like, foraging for berries. Because he is just, like, a giant hairy man. And he was like, what the fuck? That's fucked up to talk about my wife like that. It's like, no, we were making fun of you, idiot.
We're saying your wife's a real nice lady for putting up with your shit.
Yeah, and then that was, because I think it was Raven who said the thing about him foraging for berries. And he messaged me privately away from the chat and said it was fucked up that I didn't say anything or defend him or defend his wife. And I said, he wasn't saying nothing about your wife, talking about you. And he's like, that's fucked up that you're talking about my wife. And again, not talking about your wife. And yeah, he came back like 3 or 4 times about how we're disrespecting his wife when we weren't, and haven't heard from him since. And that was probably 5, 6 years ago.
Yeah. And as you can tell, Mike and I are truly, truly suffering from that loss.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know how I've survived without my no tard monkey updates.
I gotta see if I still have the clusterfuck of awesome podcast. I need to just go through and listen to those at some point and just see what they are. Oh man, those were the days.
Yeah, Tard Monkey. For those who don't know,
I feel like we've talked about Tard Monkey on this show.
Oh, I'm gonna talk about it again.
Go ahead.
There's this comic that Budsy did for about 3 months.
Weeks, dude, come on, weeks.
He did it for quite a while, but I think he only updated like once a week.
Okay.
I
just remember I looked a while ago and it's like, wow, I thought there were more issues than this, more strips than this. Nope.
But yeah, and he put it up on a drunk duck, I believe.
Oh fuck.
One of those like free webcomic, like right when webcomics were really big and there was
Smack Jeeves Smack is what it's Jeeves. Up on.
And so, yeah, it was one of those just free webcomic hosting bullshit sites.
Where did you get Drunk Duck from?
Drunk Duck is one of them!
Oh.
It's one of those bullshit sites. Anyway. It was about a monkey and his owner. The monkey had AIDS. And also Pete, the other guy that we talked about, who was a really cool guy. Him I actually do miss. He was funny to listen to, but he was the kind of wacky, almost caricatured black man, even though that was exactly how he was.
Hang on. You've got to hear something amazing right now. So I looked at Tard Monkey Comics, the website, and he's got one of those webcomiclist.com buttons.
Yeah.
Which shows your ranking. And he is ranked at number 2,151. So on a whim, I checked to see if Stink Child Comics was up there. And it is. And it is ranked higher than Tard Monkey Comics.
That's good to know.
At 2,053. And the favorite of 4 members. I'm betting all 4 of those members are us.
But at one point, and this is one of the things that really pissed me off, was like he couldn't draw. He had one joke, was that the monkey masturbated. And he eventually said, after he hadn't updated the comic in like 3 or 4 months, said, okay, I have to concede that Stink Child Comics is better than Tard Monkey. And like, because actual talented people are working on it. And he's like, no, because you actually stick to your update schedule. No, that's not the reason why it's better, Budsy.
That's not what it is at all.
Oh, God.
There is a small part of me that kind of misses that chat room. Just for having people to, like, talk with while I was working on stuff.
It was fun to hang out in when it was... when it had cool people in it.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to take a break at one point from going in there because I was just devoting way too much time and energy to that fucking room.
Yeah. It, I mean, of course none of those rooms exist. Yahoo shut down their chat about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. Which is a shame. I guess.
Well, it was weird when they did, like, something where they were shutting it down, but not really because of child molesters.
Well, they got rid of the user-created rooms.
Right, but when they did that, for some reason, all the main rooms died as well.
Yeah.
It's like they just became full of porn spam bots and no one was in them anymore.
Well, I think what it was when they shut down all the user rooms, the porn spam bots didn't have anywhere else to go, so they started populating the main rooms. And then nobody wanted to talk to the porn spam bot, so they kind of fled to other things.
It's like, I would check back into them periodically, and yeah, it was the rooms would be full, but it would all be spam bots.
Yeah, I did too, and I'd, like, poke around in some of the other rooms too, just to see if anybody was on there. And I mean, like, you might find somebody, like, in, like, one of the fucking tech rooms talking about voxels or some bullshit, but I mean, yeah, they by and large died when they got rid of the user rooms. Weird phenomenon.
Yeah. And then
you don't really see chat rooms on the internet anymore.
You don't, and it's a shame.
DeviantArt has theirs. Every couple months I'll get a wild hair at my ass and go pop into a few of those and poke around, but they're all like 17 and talking about male pregnancy, and it's weird. It's weird. So if you want to see us put some kind of a room full of nerd stuff chat, I mean, there is a room full of nerd stuff tiny chat I made. The one time we tried to hang out in there, it wasn't working, but it was yesterday when I looked at it. I mean, you guys can come hang out with us in there, I guess. We can't play Monopoly anymore. There's nowhere to play it online.
Didn't you find a place?
I did, but, you know, you guys were never around to test it. I think I still have it on my computer, actually.
Hmm.
I do. We need to test that. That could be a real fun video one day, actually.
Oh, God, that's going to be a terrible video.
Four hours of us just angry at each other. Yeah. No! Get off my property!
Give me fucking Boardwalk! You don't need it!
Oh. Rest in peace, Stink Child Comics.
No, we didn't even talk about Punisher. Remember him?
Oh, my God!
The guy that... the guy that got caught jerking off on webcam. And he quickly, frantically grabs a Coke bottle. It's like, no, I was just playing with this. Honest.
Oh, Dawson's meat.
Yes, he was.
He couldn't eat meat for some reason.
Well, I think he just was vegetarian.
Is that what it was?
But, yeah, obsessed with Dawson's Creek. Even though his name was The Punisher. Which, those are two things that don't go together. And, yes, loved playing Monopoly with us, but, God, what an annoying idiot.
Oh, man.
And then, yes, he was talking to one girl in there. And they had their webcams on, and she noticed his hand was kind of moving right at the bottom half of the camera, and she's like, what are you doing? And he frantically reaches across for a Coke bottle. He's like, I was just playing with this. You were staring at me and jerking off, you fucking asshole.
At least pause your webcam while you're doing that. God damn.
Oh my God.
That I remember that also led to us antagonizing Phil when we pointed out to him that Namor was just the spawn of the Punisher and Aquaman.
I don't remember that.
Because I did this great picture of, like, the Punisher, like, I guess, raping Aquaman.
I do remember that. I do remember that picture.
I just, like, I've got it somewhere. I've got all this shit on, like, various accounts in various places. Even the Dawson's Meat picture. James Vanderbeek wearing a Punisher t-shirt holding a ham. We were assholes.
Some of the people and conversations that we had back then really lended themselves well to bad amateur Photoshop.
I did not that long ago, too, because I remember we all would get on our cams and talk, and we would all have, like, little signs, and every once in a while we'd hold them up to make fun of everybody else. Mm-hmm. And I did a few months ago while I was, like, rummaging through some stuff, I found all those old fucking signs.
Oh, God, I threw all those away.
They just wound up in a box somewhere, like, one of the many times I moved, and it was just like, oh, God, I still have these?
Good times.
I'm almost nostalgic. Almost. Not quite. Almost.
So anyway.
Rest in peace, Stink Child Comics.
Rest in peace, Stink Child Comics. Rest in peace, the comic shop.
Rest in peace, all that shit.
Yes.
You'll probably come back one day when Mike is dead and somebody says, wow, look at all this old shit Grandpa drew. Just kidding. Grandpa, what the fuck?
Yeah. I need to have kids to become a grandfather.
I'm sure you'll get some Asian mail order bride at some point. I could see you with an Asian mail order bride, actually.
Thanks.
I can just envision that very clearly.
That's good.
Yep.
I guess.
Yep. Yep. So, part of the reason I'm so torn about the Hopage, as we try desperately to get away from this sad subject. What a weird nostalgic depression cast this is.
I don't feel that depressed about it.
What a weird nostalgic cast this is. Mike, what are we doing next week?
Oh! Like, what are we doing next week, Chris? I don't remember.
Are we going to the zoo? I'm confused. Oh!
We're going to do Ninja Turtles week.
And these are most certainly not things that were recorded in February.
I saw the tweet about we make some comment about how Michael Bay is such an asshole that he would pin The Undertaker at WrestleMania. And then the streak was broken about a month later, after we recorded these things.
We recorded them, and I said to myself, I'm going to release these a little closer to the release of the movie. At the time that we recorded them, and I said that, which was sometime before we recorded the third one, because I mentioned it in the third one. I did not realize the movie was coming out in August.
No, I remember hearing somewhere that it was supposed to come out in March or April, and it was pushed back. So it's like when we recorded it, we still thought that it was going to be like a springtime movie, not realizing it's coming out in August.
Yeah. So here's what you're going to find. On the website, we're going to have at least the audio track. I may, since we don't have content on the website, I may try to do a little something-something with that. You're going to have audio commentaries for Ninja Turtles 1990, Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze, Ninja Turtles 3, which may or may not be subtitled Turtles in Time, depending on where you buy your DVD or Blu-ray at. We're going to hopefully have Turtles Forever knocked out and ready to go by then. We were going to do the Turtles arcade game. That is in question. Now that my Hopage is broken, we may have to do some magic.
Which, being how the game works,
it won't be that bad. Like I told you when we talked about doing it, we're talking maybe like 30 minutes to beat the game if we take our time.
But not even that. I mean, like, we've been talking about doing some co-op other games,
yes,
where we would be like going in two different directions some of the time, and so we want to record both right. viewpoints. But being that it's like an old side scroller beat 'em up,
right, with something like this, it won't be a problem.
Yeah, we'll see everyone's view because it's going to be the same screen.
And like I said, hopefully by Monday I'll have a solution. I'll either be getting my Hapage fix or I'll be replacing it. If you would like to donate money to help me replace my Hapage, patreon.com/roomfullofnerdstuff, or just fucking tweet me on Twitter. I'll tell you somewhere you can PayPal me some money. And then I will probably offer to give you a blowjob because that's kind of cool of you.
What if it's not a lady?
Not you, Mike. What if it's there? You know, they got, they, you know. You
can't really give them blowjobs.
You can get down there and do a little something.
But it's not a blowjob.
It's close enough.
And if it's China, it's a blowjob.
It's just a tiny penis is all it is.
Not with China. It's a pretty big penis.
Not with China. China. With China, it's an Xbox-sized penis. Boom. Burn on Xbox and China. Swish, motherfuckers. So Ninja Turtles theme week next week. And then Friday, when the new podcast goes up, we probably will not have a review of Ninja Turtles.
Now, I was asked if, because I have a friend who doesn't ever fucking listen, and he invited me to go see Guardians of the Galaxy Thursday night. I'm not going to go see it because I'm not going to do the late night showings anymore. I'm too old for that. But for Ninja Turtles, I might do it.
Oh, last plan on going to a late night showing. I didn't think you would. So, maybe. I'm planning on going to a Guardians late night showing. I mean, I did go to a Guardians late night showing last night because it's Friday at 8 a.m.
No, when, like, even now that it's like they don't do the midnight showings at my theater anymore, they do them like at 8 o'clock. Even then, I find myself falling asleep during every movie that I go to.
Which is ironic because aren't you up until like 4 a.m. every night?
Yeah. I am a night owl. I sleep late and I stay up super late, but if I have to go see a movie, like, I could stay up and watch movies.
Yeah.
If I'm at home, if I have to go somewhere and pay like $15 to $20 for a movie, I fall asleep.
I don't have that problem, but I remember I spent years thinking to myself I was built to work night shift.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got my first job working like midnight to 8 a.m., I spent all night exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
It's I love going to late showings of movies. There's less people there. There's not as many assholes, especially now that school's about to get back in session. All the kids are at home because they got to go to school the next morning. It's just ideal for an old curmudgeon like me.
See, that's why I like going during the daytime. It's like if I can get like the first showing of the day,
yeah,
it's cheaper than the late night showings, and there's usually no one there.
I absolutely agree with that. Now, I mean, for me, because I talk a lot with people about comics and whatnot, and ideally I write about comics and whatnot, and I blah, 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 I like to go catch the earliest showings I can. Because I will, if I don't go see it right off the bat, it will be spoiled for me. I just can't avoid that. I talk to and know of too many people.
Yeah, Kevin will have the internet filled with opinions about the movie.
He's just gonna copy and paste the press release and then do a video where somebody dresses a raccoon, slowly stalks him in circles through his apartment. It's a fucking Shirt Tales ripoff. Was there a raccoon on Shirt Tales?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
What? You don't know about Shirt Tales?
No.
It was the monkey that talked like Humphrey Bogart, and they all wore shirts, and the shirts would say things occasionally.
Shirt Tales?
Shirt Tales. Well, I know what we have to watch later.
What the fuck is this?
It was an 80s cartoon. Like one of those 80s kids cartoons. You know, the era that gave us Pound Puppies and Rainbow Bright.
I'm looking at it right now. I don't remember this show at all.
Nobody remembers it, but it was on.
Apparently you do.
I am aware of it. I don't remember it either, but I've seen it.
Wow. Yeah, I had never even heard of this thing.
Wow.
Even though I do... The mole looks familiar.
You might be thinking of Morocco Mole.
Possibly, but like looking at the characters, the mole certainly looks familiar. I don't know who any of the others are.
But what matters is there was a raccoon.
That there was. To bring this around to some sort of relevancy, there was a raccoon in it.
There was a raccoon. So, Ninja Turtles week next week. Maybe on the podcast we'll talk about the movie. Hopefully it won't suck. The trailers are starting to look better and better. I still don't necessarily have high hopes, but I, you know, fingers crossed.
No, the last TV trailer that I saw, I found myself actually getting excited for it, which is, I don't like.
No?
I try not to get excited for any movie, just in case it does suck, but it's like I actually found myself going, oh god, I can't wait to see that, and then like, wait, stop, Michael, stop that. Don't be one of those guys.
You know better than this, Mike. You saw the poster gaffe they did?
Yeah, is that has to be for international release.
It's for Australia. There was a Ninja Turtles poster gaffe for Australia. They released a picture of the turtles jumping from an exploding building with a release date of September 11th. Which, it was international. I don't think it was nearly as big a deal as everybody's making it out to be.
Yeah, if they had done that in America, I could see that being a problem, but no one's buildings blew up in Australia on September 11th, so...
Right, right.
You don't get to be offended by that. Only we do. Go America.
America.
Mer. Anyway, I think that is a podcast.
That feels like a podcast. What are we sitting at? Wait a minute. Don't get too excited. We're sitting at 53 minutes.
I got nothing else to talk about, and it's almost an hour.
I tell you what, I got one last question I could pose to you. It's the last thing on my notes.
Okay.
Because I did cross out, because I had originally thought this would be a big wrestling podcast. The beginning of the week, there was talk of TNA being canceled. There was talk of big layoffs from WWE. There was talk of the WWE stock plummeting. And, I mean, not to be bullshitting anybody, this is going to blow your minds. We're recording this on Wednesday night.
What?
Ah!
I think I said something about that at the top of the podcast.
Yeah, I know. And I was like, stop it, Mike. It's Friday. I mean, like, as of right now, TNA is possibly still in business. Nobody knows for sure. They had just, like, signed some guy to a multi-year contract, and I'm like, contract. And I hope for his sake that they're still going to be around after the end of the month. The stock prices for WWE won't be announced till tomorrow. It is kind of expected that the subscriber number is going to be underwhelming, if not possibly actually less than was previously reported, because it looks like if you subscribe to the network with PayPal, there is a workaround where you can cancel.
Uh-oh.
Which is not good. It also brings into question, is WWE really going to alienate that many fans in an era where they are this low on the totem pole by holding them to their contracts and sending collectors after them for the remaining money?
Guess with PayPal, you can decide to end subscriptions.
It was somebody with PayPal just deauthorized the payment on them. I can't remember the exact process, and I'm not going to go over it on this podcast anyways. And it canceled their subscription. WWE never sent them anything else about it. They didn't force them to renew. And that was it. And those same people who did that said, because they did this before the free week trial about a month ago now,
mm-hmm.
they got into the free trial just fine.
Huh.
So, but again, you did when you signed up, you're held to a 6-month contract. It's a 6-month agreement. It does say in there that if you don't pay, they can send you to a bill collector. So it'll be interesting to see where that goes. Me personally, my subscription ends September 3rd, which is just after SummerSlam. I do intend to renew. It may not be right away. I don't have the auto renewal turned on. But I mean, I like the network so far. I would love to see it succeed. And I think as they start adding more content to it in the next few months, it's only going to get better. But right now, it's not a good place.
See, within the next couple weeks, they need to start doing the shows that they said they were going to do, like Monday Night Wars, and start putting some nitros up, some stuff that they promised would be up there months ago.
I did notice they finally started updating Raw. Raw is up to date, but the earliest they can put them up is a month after air. But still, I mean, that's better than it was, because for the longest time, the last episode they had up was the one where Batista returned before the Rumble.
Yes.
And it was like, we're talking like May. That was in January. And I'm like, come on, guys. So I did notice they've done that. There's talk they're going to do Monday Night Wars starting after the Total Divas Season 1 replay. A show that I hate to admit, every couple weeks I say to myself, I can watch a couple of those on the network, and it's fucking entertaining.
And do.
There is a certain entertainment value out of it, but mainly because when the Bellas have their problems, John Cena and Daniel Bryan show up. I think I told you this. John Cena and Daniel Bryan show up and basically just don't fucking care. Like when Brie and Daniel were talking and they're planning to move to Arizona and she hasn't told Nikki yet and she's like all kind of distraught about it. Daniel's like, you're a grown-ass woman. You can tell your sister.
Tell your sister we're moving to Arizona with your husband.
His exact words were, bitch, we're moving. So when they show up, it's fun. And I wouldn't recommend getting the network just to watch it. It's still the worst thing about the Divas Division and what's presently killing the Divas Division. We're in a WWE where the mandate is not high on Paige, push Rosa Mendez.
Hey, they have not pushed Rosa Mendez.
They've pushed her. They're going to. Give it time. As soon as that season of Total Divas premiere, she's going to be shaking it on Fandango. Okay, actually, Total Divas may have done some good in the world because I like watching Rosa shake it. She can't wrestle for shit. She botched standing still at least twice. Do you remember that? Rosa's in the corner and Kelly's going to do her little flip fucking booty bump thing. And like, Kelly's almost done with it and Rosa just fucking walks into it. All she had to do was stay in the corner.
Stand in the corner, Rosa.
Just stand still. And Rosa walks forward a few steps. It just looks so goddamn bad.
Oh, God.
She botched standing still. Goddamn. Anyways, Ricardo was released today. Maybe he asked for it. Maybe he didn't. I think the only thing he was really doing, he was on the Spanish commentary team occasionally, and then he was wrestling in NXT as El Local, which I think was a good spot for him. By all accounts, he's a really good wrestler.
He is. I mean, if you saw any of his matches as El Local.
Yeah. It's kind of unfortunate. He was always going to be associated with Del Rio, but this has also killed any chance of anyone giving a shit about Del Rio, because anytime he was over, it was just because of Ricardo.
Yeah, people would stand up and do the introduction with Ricardo and then sit on their hands and not give a shit as soon as Del Rio made his entrance.
And now we're off to the concession stand, kids.
And going back to TNA, it looks like they will probably lose their spot on Spike just because they were dishonest with Spike.
Yeah, you know, and I had to explain this to Caesar because I don't think he got it. I still feel like there was a chance they could have salvaged it with Spike. I feel like there was a chance they could have salvaged it with Spike and had Vince Russo around. They just had to be upfront and honest with Spike.
Yeah.
And now that they have gone behind their backs, I feel like it's over.
Well, it's like, even if they do stay with Spike, Spike is probably going to use this as leverage to give them less money.
Right.
It's like, you lied to us, so why should we trust you? You're going to have to do something big for us to benefit us, for us to keep your show on. But I don't know that this is definitely the nail in the coffin for TNA, because they've lost their TV deals several times in the past.
Right. There is a chance they will continue to exist as a company after the TV deal. People have already said the best thing they could do at this point is give up on the TV deal, pack it up, go to Europe, take what talent you can with you, cash in on the boom that's going on in Europe right now, rebuild, reassess, give it a few years, try to come back to America.
I don't even know that it's that dire that they need to go to another country. I just, like...
Well, not going to there because it's dire. There's a boom going on in Europe right now. It's a big industry in Europe. At least that's my understanding.
Well, TNA always does well when they go over to Europe as far as the house goes. But right. I don't know that the answer is necessarily moving the whole operation there.
Yeah. It'll definitely be interesting to see what happens with TNA. There is always that talk, of course. I guess a large portion of people believe that at the end of this TV deal, the Carters are just going to pull their money out of it. And with Jarrett gone, I don't know what happens after that. Maybe this is the rise of GFW.
Which I'm actually excited to see that.
I certainly think it'll be better than TNA's current product. It'll be interesting to see what happens with it.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily the end of TNA, but especially now because like the stuff they've been doing in New York the last couple weeks has really gotten good reviews and stuff.
Right, right.
So I think that they're on some sort of creative upswing. They just need to find another place to air it. Which maybe they'll go back to airing it on the website like they did after their Fox Sports deal went under.
I mean, I feel like that would be the best. It's that's still kind of an untapped market if you think about it. Ring of Honor is doing they still have a TV deal, right, with Sinclair?
Sinclair owns Ring of Honor.
Right.
But they don't really have a TV deal so much as they're in syndication.
Right.
So they go on, like, whatever local station, whenever they need an hour of TV time to fill. Like, it airs here on ABC at 2 in the morning.
I don't even think it airs here. I kind of feel like that'd be the way to go for TNA. I think the only competition they have at that point is Wrestlicious, but that brand's dead.
That didn't last more than a year, and that was almost 5 years ago.
Wrestlicious, baby! You're hearing that song in your head right now, aren't you?
I am hearing it in my head, and you're an asshole.
So the last thing I'll ask before we sign off. Tweet us with the hashtag roomful under hashtag RFNS with your answer to this question. I saw somebody bring this up on a fan forum, and I thought this would be an interesting question to pose to you. Because I feel like it's an obvious answer, and I feel like I know how you're going to answer to it. Chris Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
All-time great?
I mean, what?
Is Chris Jericho an all-time great?
I don't really know how to answer that. Sure?
The way I look at it is, he's never been big on the scale of the people who have had the kind of transparency. Your Rocks, your Austins, your Hogans, even your Cenas. He's never been on that scale.
No.
He's always been kind of the second tier guy. Your Canes, your Mankind, your Undertakers.
I would say that Mankind is ranked even above him.
Possibly.
Mick Foley, let's say. Not Mankind necessarily.
Mick Foley. I do feel that Chris Jericho is an all-time great. He's a solid hand in the ring. He got over in a time when he shouldn't have got over, when he won the Undisputed title the first time. No, even then, nobody thought he could pull it off. He proved that you could be somebody that wasn't the 6-foot-tall, 300-pound meathead giant, put on a good show, get over. He's proven to be more of a company guy than I would dare say even Cena or Hogan, because, yes, he leaves for periods of time, but unlike Hogan, when he comes back for Jericho. He comes back because he loves wrestling. He comes back for the fans. He comes back to put the younger guys over. Hogan's not coming back and going over on his back. I would definitely say all-time great. I would definitely say a Hall of Fame headliner. And I would definitely say he's somebody the fans are going to remember fondly, but I don't think he's going to be the guy they have come back at WrestleMania 50 to open the show with a big promo.
See that, yeah. The only tangible thing that you can measure something like that on is how much money they draw.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, I would say no, he is not. Because he is great for all of the reasons that you mentioned, but also he never drew like a Hogan, an Austin, a Cena. And that's really the only thing that you can point at to show how good someone is in a worked business.
Right.
That's really the only part of the business that can't be worked is how many people want to see them work. So in that context, I would say no, he is not an all-time great. Certainly a Hall of Famer, certainly a good hand, but not the household name of an Austin, Rock, Hogan, Cena, etc., etc.
That was a way better topic than I expected that to be. God damn. All right, hey, tweet us what you think. At the homeworld, at no dice mike, at JCBag. Use the hashtag RFNS. I can't talk.
Ruffiness.
Ruffiness. It sounds like wrestlicious.
Ah!
Remember there was the one who was kind of like Elvira and she spoke with like a really bad accent? Wrestlicious, baby.
Draculetta.
You remember her name.
That was Daphne.
It was. That's right.
I like that every character in that was like an actual independent wrestler that had some goofy, like, almost burlesque show name, except Lacey Von Erich.
You know who was the most burlesque of them all? Jimmy Hart. Tweet us whether or not you think Chris Jericho was an all-time great or not, and why. Tweet us your favorite wrestlicious, what were they called? Wrestlers.
Yeah. I don't know.
Wrestlicious, whatever. Tweet us if you don't remember Wrestlicious, and then Google it, and then you can be mad at me next week.
What you should look up is old Women of Wrestling shows.
Glow?
No, not Glow. This was around 2000, 2001. It was a syndicated all-female wrestling show. It was fucking terrible. But really fun to watch if you like sort of over-the-top cheeseball wrestling.
And hey, this week, if you're looking for anything to watch, there is a really great documentary on Glow that is on Netflix. I would definitely recommend it. I really enjoyed it. Thanks a lot, everybody. Hopefully you will get to see us playing Ninja Turtles 89 at the end of the week. If not, youtube.com/homeworldvideo or thehomeworld.net. Commentary is on 4 Big Turtles events. And
well, 2 Big Turtles events and 2 kind of mediocre movies.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Ultra Penis Megazord.